Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Hello there, People Stack family. Welcome to another episode of the People Stack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers. I'm CEO of the People Stack, and we are here. It is our mission. It is our purpose to help you build your dream tech career. And the topic that we're talking about this week is someone else getting your dream job, someone else getting the job that you wanted. And I started to talk about that in the last episode. So if you didn't check that one out, definitely do so. I started to scrape the surface and even go below that of what that means and how you can prevent that, because we certainly don't want that happening to you. But we know that it's a possibility. We know that it's happened and it has happened. We have many potential clients who come to us when they first start working with us. That's the reason why, is because they unfortunately were in the situation where they saw someone else, often with less experience, younger than them, get the job that they wanted. And I want to peel the layers back even more on this episode to explain why this happens, because this is a huge piece of it. So by the end of this episode, what I want you to understand is that there's more to getting a job than meets the eye. There's more to making decisions about who to hire than simply qualifications and experience and how many years of experience you have under your belt. There's way more to it than that. And I want you to start to appreciate that and see which piece of the puzzle of the job getting, of the job earning puzzle that you may have not fully paid attention to yet and fully embraced, because we see it time and time again where people say that, you know, this is the job that I want to go after, whether it's an internal promotion or you might be external, you might be on the job market. And then what happens is somebody else gets the job, and that somebody else has less experience, has fewer qualifications, and is very often younger. That goes along with the fewer qualifications and the less experience than the person, you know, say the client, the person that wanted it. And so the reaction to that was like, what? WTF? Why? Why would they give this job to someone with less experience and fewer qualifications than I do? It doesn't make sense. Aren't jobs given, awarded based on qualifications and experience? This is where I want to peel the layers back and help you to make some shifts, because the answer is yes. Yes, jobs are awarded, jobs are given based on qualifications and experience. That's not the whole puzzle, though. That's not the whole puzzle. And what I invite you to do to truly appreciate this is to put yourself on the other side of the table. For those of you who have hired, this will be relatively easy because you've done it before. But even if you've not been on the hiring, the who do we hire side of the table, even if you haven't, I want you to put yourself there. I want you to put yourself in the decision maker's chair, in the decision maker's, at the decision maker's laptop. And look at it from their perspective. Because when you're making decisions about hiring, and we're doing that right now. We're hiring for a new enrollment coach here at the People Stack. So this is very fresh for us. It's very fresh. It's fresh on our minds and fresh on our hearts as well. And at the end of the day, you know, what's a best practice in terms of making hiring decisions is what this comes down to. And you need to know that as a job seeker. That's why I'm explaining this. If you don't appreciate this, then you're just going to think that hiring decisions are just made based on qualifications and experience, and they're not. They're not. And there's a really good reason for that. And that's what I'm going to get into. So anyway, as a lot of you know, my background, my academic training is as an IO psychologist. I have a PhD in industrial organizational psychology, which basically means I'm an expert in the science of organizations. And one of the pieces of that is hiring. What are the best practices around hiring? I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty details because honestly, that's not relevant here and it's not going to be helpful to you. But at the end of the day, how do we hire? How do we decide who to hire based on three things? Can do, will do, team fit. Can they do the job? In other words, do they have the qualifications and the experience and the expertise and the knowledge and the skills and the abilities in order to do the job? That's number one. And then there's will do. That's the will. That's the motivation. That's the how are they going to show up to this job? Will they do the job? Because somebody who can do the job doesn't necessarily have the will to do the job. They're very different. And I'm sure that you can think of some team members or some people who you decided not to hire who met the can do, but not the will do. So what I'm talking about can do here, because often people talk about can do attitude. What I'm talking about here is actually not that. In other words, on paper, the can do is on paper, they have the knowledge, skills, and abilities to do the job. They have the requisite experience and qualifications. Will do is about will. It's about motivation. It's about how they show up. And I know that you can probably think of some team members right now or people who you decided not to hire, they can do the job, but you didn't think they will. They won't actually show up in the way that you want them to. There was something about them that didn't scream, this person is motivated to be an A player. And that's who we want to hire. People who are motivated to tap into the knowledge and skills and abilities. That's the will do. And then there's also team fit as well. In other words, is this person going to exponentially add to the culture of our company? Are they going to fit in, can work? Although we're looking for diversity as well. So someone who adds diversity to an organization can absolutely fit in the sense that we want to add diversity. So it's can do, will do, team fit. And it's really the first two that I'm talking about. And also can get into the culture fit, the team fit piece of it as well. So people don't hire just based on what you can do. People don't hire simply based on what's on your resume. People don't hire simply based on the letters after your name. Sometimes people are thrown off by them. People don't hire simply by your years of experience and your qualifications. Because at the end of the day, we're not hiring a robot. We're hiring a human. And just because you can do it doesn't mean you will. And so from the hiring manager's position, they want someone. And if you were the hiring manager, so would you want someone who will do the job and who shows up with gusto and shows up as an A player. And who's going to fit into the team and who can do the job as well. So that's why someone else got the job and you didn't. Because they demonstrated that more than you did. They demonstrated more than you did. Not only that they can do the job, but they will do it and they're going to be a team fit. This is the number one thing that so many of our potential clients and when clients first start working with us, it's the number one thing that people miss out on. Your resume alone does not get you the job. The resume just gets you the interview. And people spend so much time focused on, but I have all of this experience. Or it might be, but I don't have the experience. Look, you absolutely can and will still get the job if you don't meet all of the requirements that they put in the job ad, if you show up with a will-do attitude. In other words, I'm an A player and I'm going to do this and here's why. And if you show them how you're going to be a team fit and you're absolutely connected to their mission as well. Because speaking as a CEO who's hiring right now, I would much rather hire someone, and I will definitely do this because we're looking through candidates. I would much rather hire someone who has that will-do attitude, shows up, is taking action and is doing it quickly. This is key, by the way. Stick a pin in that for a moment about taking action quickly. Is like applied right away and is following up with us and is there to clearly be an action taker and somebody who really resonates with our mission here at the People Stack. I would hire that person way more quickly than the person who like has 20 years experience as an enrollment coach, but doesn't show up that way and doesn't show up with that gusto, with that motivation, with I'm here to take action and I'm here to fit in and I can't wait to work with you kind of a thing. I would choose person A all day long over person B because I don't know if person B is gonna do the job. They can, but will they? And do I want to work with them? Do I want to work with someone who's putting all of their eggs in the experience basket? Because experience is not everything. How you show up is a huge piece of the equation. And so here's the thing. You got to make sure that you're not putting all of your eggs into the experience basket. In other words, you got to make sure that you're showing up on the job market through your networking, through the interview process. And if you're looking for something internal, that you're showing up to conversations with your boss, to senior leaders with that will-do attitude, not just here's what I've done in the past, but here's what I will do in the future. And here's what I'm committed to. You have to show up that way or else you're not going to get that promotion. You're not going to get that raise. You're not going to land that new hell yes job. Somebody else is going to because they show up like that and they act quickly. They act more quickly than you do. So many tech managers think that acting quickly is a bad thing. That you need to stop and think about it. You need to stop and consider the options and really consider whether or not you want to leave that toxic environment that is killing you slowly one day at a time. Do I really want to go in the job market? Gee, I don't know. I must consider this more. There's nothing left to think about. Go and do it and do it with gusto. Because look, the reason that people land those jobs and those jobs that you wanted was because they acted faster than you. You're capable of acting quickly as well. You're capable of doing that. It's just that you're not used to it. What you've conditioned yourself to do is to think about it. What you've conditioned yourself to do is to ruminate on it. What you've conditioned yourself to do is carefully weigh out all the options before you actually move forward with it. And while that can be very, very helpful and actually a superpower in certain situations, especially when we're dealing with high risk IT kinds of situations or even kind of, you know, high visibility software kinds of situations where you don't want to like bring a site down and cause a customer to lose millions of dollars. Heard stories about that sometimes. Maybe some of you have been in the middle of that kind of a thing. So that's why, excuse me. That's why there are times when it's important, necessary even, to take that moment to consider the options and weigh them out. But look, when you're on the job market, speed is your friend. Speed is your friend. It's really about taking action and taking action quickly because you know that that's what's like the next thing to do. That's the next thing to do. So another metaphor that I will give you all, and this is very similar. This is this is definitely applicable to landing that next job and how speed wins over strength. So in this case, speed and showing up with that gusto is going to win over like years of experience and the power and the years of experience under your belt, And so for those of you who have broken a board, maybe in a karate class or maybe in some transformational seminar, they do that a lot. That's where I actually did it. If you've ever broken a board with your bare hands, you know what I'm talking about here. And that's what breaks the board, by the way. It's speed over strength. You don't need to be strong to break a board. You need to be fast. And I had the pleasure of doing this with a room full of, I think it must have been like 200 people pre-COVID, obviously. And it was at the very end of this transformational seminar. It was way more than that. It was a transformational training over the course of a few days. And we learned how to break a board. It was how to, you know, really just shed our limiting beliefs and say that isn't true. But this is definitely applicable on the job market as well. Essentially, breaking that board is breaking through to the next level to land that job. How do you do that? Speed wins over strength. The reason that you can break a board with your bare hand is not because of your strength. That, you know what? I'm pretty strong, right? I'm a lean, mean machine. And certainly there are definitely guys in the room and women in the room with bigger muscles than I have. But there were also folks who were 10, 20, 30 years older than me, who wouldn't consider themselves as physically strong, who were able to break that board. They were able to break through to that next level of living, of experience in their careers, in their businesses, because of speed. It's the speed of which you break the board with. And so there's an action that they taught us how to do where it's essentially, it's not about muscling your way through that board. You're actually going to hurt yourself if you try to do that. It's a flick of the wrist. It's actually a flick of the arm where you pull back and then just really quickly break that board. It's the speed that does it. Speed over strength. You have the strength. You have the experience. You are an experienced technical manager who is committed, who is absolutely, who is wise, who is intelligent, who wants to be authentic, and who has reached great heights in your career. You wouldn't be here right now if you didn't have that strength and that power. What's missing, the reason why you haven't landed that hell yes job yet or gotten that promotion or gotten that raise yet, is because of speed. That's the one thing that I am encouraging you to tap into. Move fast. Move faster. Because that's what gets you the job. That's the reason why that person with less experience than you got that job. They moved faster. They moved faster to connect with the hiring manager. They moved faster to get the interview. They moved faster to send thank you notes. They moved faster to tell them how freaking flippin' excited they are about the job. They moved faster than you did. They had the conversations faster. They moved the conversations forward faster, and they got the job faster. It is absolutely a benefit to move quickly. Because what happens when you wait, or if you move too slowly, when you're trying to break a board, you hurt yourself. You hurt yourself. And you just try to muscle your way through it. You hurt yourself. And that's not what I want for you. I want you to move quickly, and I want you to be in flow while you're doing it. So many of our clients, especially the ones who have like reached that higher level career, you know, higher level in their career, some of our higher level clients who have landed their dream jobs, and they're actually feeling a bit guilty that it's too easy, right? And so there's conversations around that, but that's what happens. That's how you know that you're in flow. February is actually flow month here at the People Stack, where we're helping our clients access the state of psychological flow. And speed is one of the ways that you do that. Setting yourself up for success and moving even quicker, that's actually how you access flow. Because if you move too slow, you're still going to be stuck in your head. You're still going to be stuck in all of that negative mind chatter. You're going to be stuck in, oh, what do I do? I'm not sure. Let me weigh out the options. And you're not going to be in flow. Moving faster is what puts you in flow. And look, I know that this can seem like insurmountable, especially if you've conditioned yourself over the last 10, 20, 30, 40 plus years to move slowly. That's where you go to. It's your home to move slowly. And all I'm asking is that you find the moments, you find the circumstances when it's going to be beneficial to move more quickly. And if you're on the job market, and if you're looking for a raise or a promotion, that's when it will serve you. But I know it can be hard. It can be hard to break through that metaphorical board to get to that next level in your career. And that's what we're here for. So if you're ready to do that, but you need help, and all of you do, by the way. Some of you just haven't realized it yet. And you want that help to break through to that next level in your career so that you can harness all of the power that you have, your years of experience and all of the, in all of the, you know, the certifications that you have and all of the knowledge and skills that you have. And if you want to harness all of that power and add speed to the equation, book a call with us. thepeoplestack.com/book. There's nothing left to think about. You've already been thinking about it. Now it's time to take action and to do it quickly. From a place of power, from a place of strength, from a place of love, from a place of authenticity, from a place of integrity. Now's the time to tap into your speed superpower. That's how you break through. It's the only way how you break through. If you try to do it too slowly, you're going to hurt yourself. And we don't want that to happen for you. We want you to land that hell yes job, land that raise, land that promotion so that you can earn a salary of at least 200K a year or more, whatever feels like a stretch salary to you. In other words, big enough that it feels exciting, but not too big that it's debilitating. We want to help you do that. We want to help you do that while it feels easy, while you feel like you're in flow, while you have zen-like work-life balance. That's what we want to help you do. We want to show you the way to that. And we have the proven systems and strategies to help you do that. So book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. This is the first chance that you get to practice speed. Book the call right now. Go to thepeoplestack.com/book. Open your phone, open your laptop, open whatever device you have around you. thepeoplestack.com/book. You're going to pick a time that works for you. Plenty of times are available on our calendar. You choose your time zone, pick a time, enter your name, your email, and it's done. It takes 15 seconds. Go do that right now, and we will help you break through to that next level in your tech career. thepeoplestack.com/book. Speed over strength, my friends. That is the key. That is the reason why people less qualified, with less experience than you do, get the jobs that you want. You can keep watching and letting that happen, or you can harness that power, harness the power of speed on your own and watch what happens. Take care, everyone. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen. our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.